Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Californian-born Aucklander Ryan McPhun is a hard man to pin down. Not in terms of an interview, that was easy enough, but just try and pigeonhole the sounds coming from the speakers when you put on his third album, Fight Softly. One thing's for sure though, those sounds will stick around in your head for days to come, and I can attest to that. Ryan McPhun joins us now.
In some ways it seems a shame that this album's come out when it has, at the tail end of summer, for what sounds like it would have been the perfect soundtrack to my summer just, you know, kind of just gone.
Yeah, right. Yeah, bummer of a timing, I guess. But it's a kind of funny thing because winter is a really great time to hold up in a studio and work. And that's pretty much what I've done the last two albums. And a lot of this album was made this winter just passed. So it was a good time to do it. And I have my space in Mount Eden is underneath an old cinema, and I don't have much sunlight. So during winter, when it, you know, the weather's shit outside, I just put my heater on and I can get really cozy and work.
So how did you manage to get such a I don't know, summery kind of sound coming out whilst you're huddled around the fire in the depths of Mount Eden in winter? I mean, do you agree that it's a summery kind of sounding? It's got a lot of nice energy about it. It's, you know.
Well, I think that only reflects just the music that I listen to, I guess, or the music that has influenced me most. I can't help it, really.
Just for people that haven't heard your music before, I mean, the one reference that people often get is the Beach Boys. That's certainly an influence there, but kind of more psychedelic possibly than even the most psychedelic of the Beach Boys. And these days thrown into a bit of a blender with dance sounds and almost sort of progressive-y sort of dance music in there too.
Sure, yeah. I think the goal we had with this album was, or that I had with this album, was to keep sort of the pop sensibilities that I've had with the albums prior. But yeah, bring in more elements than I ever had before. And yeah, maybe bring in some more aggressive sounds. Easier things to maybe dance to.
See, Damien just took two or three sentences to describe your music there. And I've had this experience just before we came here, trying to describe to someone what your music is. Do you have a one or two word description?
Well, I think genres sometimes frustrate me, and I'm sure they frustrate a lot of musicians, or most. But I just say pop, really, because that's all it is to me, really. Not, and I don't mean that in any kind of bad way. Pop music is what I love the most. But I've started to say popical. That's a genre that I made up.
Yeah, that's what I was after. I can tell people that.
So you could say it's tropical pop or something like that. Whatever that means. That means nothing, but, you know, popical.
It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, this album is a bit of a departure, or at least a progression from your last album and the album before that. And yet it seems to have arrived at a time where it fits into a bunch of other albums that I've been listening to recently. I mean, one that springs to mind is Vampire Weekend, new album, that sort of, you know, almost calypso pop /
yeah,
you know, indie sort of thing. Is that quite weird how that happens?
I think it's pretty weird. Yeah, our album leaked on the internet about 3 weeks ago or something, or maybe a little bit more than that, and I've been sort of hearing a few things, maybe just on Twitter or something like that, about people's responses to the album, and they're saying, oh, it sounds like the new Yeasayer album or something like that.
That was another comparison I was going to make, yeah.
And after maybe the 10th time I heard that, I sort of thought, oh, maybe I should sort of check these guys out, or check this album out. And that was a really good example, because I listened to this new Yeasayer album and I thought, holy shit, they actually have a lot of similar influences, you know, and like I can tell they've been listening to a lot of Phil Collins and they're really not ashamed of it, and that's how I've always felt. So
it always strikes me with your music, there's one thing to make these confections in the studio, but you also go, you play it live. When you started doing what the kind of thing you're doing now, was it a stretch to get it happening live, or did it come easily?
It was really difficult because making a lot more electronic sounds is, at least for me, a little bit more difficult to present in a live situation. I've always been sort of a normal musician, as it were, you know, playing instruments and things like that, and my musical taste sort of kept leaning more and more towards the electronic side, and I can sort of get away with it in the studio, but live, it always confused me how to do things. You know, do I have backing tracks, which we have done, or just do we try and put a whole lot of sounds onto some samplers and then sort of trigger those in combination with stuff? But yeah, that's where we're at now. Just we have a mixture of live instruments and sort of digital instruments.
I imagine you almost have to rearrange stuff for the stage.
Yeah.
Because if you tried to replicate what you've got, I mean, it'd be so hard to get the sound right unless you had the best sound, the engineer in the world, and the best sound system, because you've got all these layers going
exactly.
on.
Exactly. No, it's a pretty difficult undertaking. And it every time we go on a big tour, I'm usually spending months prior to the tour just working on first deciding what songs and then deciding what of those songs can be played and stuff like that.
So the album's out. You've just finished up a New Zealand tour. What's next for you?
Well, we're just about to go to the States, and the album is out on Tuesday in the States, actually. So, we start that whole thing again. We have about 5 weeks in the States and then a week or so off, and then we have about 5 weeks in Europe and then a couple weeks off and then a few more European festivals and then back to the States. And then back to Europe for 6 weeks, and then back to the States.
Because the one thing that people, I mean, music nerds will certainly appreciate is that you're out on Sub Pop, right?
Yeah.
Which is, you know, not your standard self-released New Zealand album that you're pushing around the record shops yourself. We're talking about a seriously credible international indie music label.
That helps.
Yeah.
Credibility wise,
does that, I mean, by having a release on Sub Pop, there will be people out there, won't there, that buy every Sub Pop release, or certainly listen to every Sub Pop release?
There still is a little bit of that, and people, it is one of those labels, luckily, that is well known because of itself, sort of thing. You know, it has a reputation, whereas a lot of smaller labels will just have some hot band that's on it. It does help.
So what show are you looking forward to most? Because, you know, you got the US, you got Europe, you got festivals, which
lots of shows. I mean, New York will be good, and San Francisco, Seattle, LA.
Well, it sounds like you've got a fantastic few months ahead of you. We're going to leave you with my favourite one and the most popical Brian Wilson-esque tune, which has been stuck in my head for days now. Cranberry. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, guys.
So I don't
And that's Cranberry from Ryan McPhun and the Ruby Suns' new album Fight Softly on Little Chief in New Zealand and Sub Pop for the world. You can buy it. If you want to hear this show or any of our past shows again, you can pop along to our podcast at publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Russell Brown.
I've been Damien Christie. Thank you to New Zealand On Air.